Ro Khanna pleads with Democrats to quit taking potshots at the president. By Wendell Hasebo on July 7, 2022. Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, pleaded with Democrats on Wednesday to end the political bickering and unify behind President Joe Biden as the nation heads into the November midterm elections. The Democratic Party needs to rally around President Biden heading into the midterms and heading into the president's re-election, Khanna told the New York Times. If people have constructive ideas, they should share them. But they should do it in a spirit of strengthening this president's hand. Biden has come under fire from many Democrats in recent weeks for not doing enough to push the far-left agenda. Only 69% of Democrat voters approve of President Joe Biden, the lowest on record, according to Civics polling. Yet additional polling shows voters are more interested in solving Biden's 40-year high inflation, lowering gas prices, and rising real wages. 57% of Americans affirm that Biden's federal government economic policies have hurt their families, a Tuesday poll revealed. Biden appears to be in a politically precarious position. Unwilling to unleash American energy to reduce inflation and gas prices, Biden has seen his approval polling sink to 30%. But many Democrats are less focused on the economy and more focused on the culture war, demanding Biden attack the Second Amendment, overthrow Roe v. Wade, and alter the economy to produce climate change action. It's nice for Democratic leaders to come up with ideas, Cedric Richmond, advisor to the president, also told The Times. But if the ideas are illegal or if they don't work or if they place people in more harm, he's not going to do it. Khanna echoed Richmond's perspective. I guess my view of it is that we will have a lot more success doing that with constructive dialogue with the White House than taking potshots at the president. Khanna and Richmond's defense of Biden against the radical left comes as the president seems unwilling to pivot to the middle and solve the greatest challenges facing the nation. On Wednesday, Biden continued to blame Russia for inflation, calling it the Putin tax increase. Biden has also continued to refer to record high gas prices as an incredible transition while blaming Republicans and oil companies for the pain at the pump. With the midterm elections approaching, 80% of citizens believe inflation is an extremely/very important factor in how they will vote. 74% said the same about gas prices. Inflation will cost families an additional $5,520 per year, increasing from a projection in March, Moody's stated. According to the Energy Information Administration, EIA, Americans will pay $450 more for gas in 2022 than they did last year on an inflation-adjusted basis. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.